Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
In for Susan Lee Taylor, I'm Holly Kwan. There's been another confirmed case of COVID-19 out of the group of people that have been quarantined at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports that patient is being treated in Napa.
A patient tested positive for the virus in Japan, but didn't have any symptoms. Another has tested negative, but has started to show symptoms once they arrived here, says Noel Brinkerhoff. He's PIO for Napa County.
They were transported straight from Travis to the Queen, and you know, before that, they were on a plane from Japan.
Some of the around 300 American cruise ship passengers who were flown from Japan after the virus spread on that ship. They have been quarantined on military bases here and in Texas, and now these patients have been moved to the Queen of the Valley Hospital.
They have put them in isolation rooms. The Queen has been prepared, I think, by, like a lot of hospitals since this issue became as big as it is now. So they're in isolation rooms so that, there's minimal risk of exposure. You know, only the medical staff who need to be taking care of them or have access.
And there is no need to worry about this virus if you live or work in Napa, he says.
They haven't had any exposure to the public.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Meanwhile, health officials are investigating why the coronavirus spread so quickly aboard that Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. Hundreds of passengers quarantined, many of them beginning to leave the ship today. And KCBS's Margie Schaefer is here with the latest on that.
Well, Stan, as you mentioned, something went horribly wrong on the Diamond Princess when it came to controlling the spread of the coronavirus. Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says what happened on that ship is not exactly clear.
You generally think of one person sneezing or coughing on another person and transmitting it. There's the possibility that there are other kinds of transmission, maybe through aerosol, maybe through what we call inanimate objects. All of those things are being investigated right now.
American passengers who have returned to the States are under 14-day quarantine. In Japan, passengers who tested negative for coronavirus have been let into the country straight away. Separately, Fauci says the U.S. has approached travel-related cases of COVID-19 swiftly.
They were identified, they were isolated, and their contacts were traced. That was an appropriate and successful containment mechanism for something that could have gone person to person to person, the way we're seeing in a very robust way in China and in some of the other 25-plus countries.
Fauci says while the U.S. has been successful thus far in containment, we should not be overconfident because we will certainly see more cases. For those seeking to avoid the flu virus or the coronavirus, the best thing to do is wash your hands, says Fauci. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Fears over COVID-19 have resulted in some extreme reactions in Santa Rosa, where a family that survived the Tubbs fire is now under a precautionary coronavirus quarantine. KCBS's Matt Bigler joining us with that story. Matt?
Holly, next-door neighbors won't let Amy Dang and her daughter Daisy step inside their shared lobby. Others have actually called 911, worried that the family is spreading the coronavirus. All this after they returned home from visiting family in China on February 4th and followed the county's advice to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. 8-year-old Daisy is expected to return to school later today. Vidya Shaw, an equality expert at York University, tells KCBS East Asian and Chinese children are being routinely bullied and excluded due to fears of COVID-19.
The misinformation and the fear is rooted in racist and xenophobic sentiment. And so we want to be thoughtful about adults, both parents and educators, about how we are addressing these fears with our young people.
Now, neither Dang nor her daughter has shown any symptoms of the virus. In 2017, the family lost their home, their winery, and their cat in the Tubbs fire, and they tell the Mercury News being caught up now in the coronavirus panic is almost too much to bear. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.